You have a graveyard on your browser. Most people do. Hundreds of bookmarks, folders named interesting or read later. Links saved in 2021 that you will never open again. Here is the uncomfortable truth. A McKinsey Global Institute study found that the average high-skill knowledge worker spends nearly 20% of their working time, roughly one full day every week, just searching for and gathering information they already encountered. That is not a productivity problem. That is a systems failure. And the system that failed is the one sitting in your browser toolbar right now. Think of a warehouse that accepts every delivery but has no inventory system. Boxes pile up. Nobody knows what is inside them. When you need something urgently, you dig through stacks and usually give up. That is the digital attic model of bookmarking, passive, accumulative, and almost entirely useless under pressure. Now flip the metaphor. Think of a supply chain instead. In a supply chain, every raw material has a destination, a purpose, and a retrieval path. Nothing enters the system without a reason to be there. Alina, that shift from attic to supply chain is the entire reframe this course is built on. Your browser is not a library, it is a staging area. And staging areas only work when materials move through them, not into them. The key idea here is what researchers call the Google effect, sometimes called digital amnesia. A study published in Science found that when people know information is saved and easily retrievable, they are significantly less likely to actually remember it. Saving a link does not transfer knowledge into your brain. It offloads the responsibility of remembering. And then, critically, it also offloads the motivation to retrieve. That means your bookmark folder is not just cluttered, it is actively undermining your retention. Add to this the Zeigarnik effect. Incomplete tasks and open loops, like 40 unread browser tabs, create measurable cognitive tension. They pull focus away from whatever you are actually trying to do. Every unsorted bookmark is an open loop. Every tab you refuse to close is a small tax on your attention, compounding silently across your workday. Now, the metric that cuts through all of this is what you can call the 30-second retrieval rule. If you cannot find a saved piece of information within 30 seconds, for practical purposes, it does not exist in your system. Test it right now, mentally. Pick something you bookmarked in the last month. Can you locate it in under 30 seconds? Most people cannot. That failure reveals the core feedback loop. You save information, you cannot retrieve it, so you search the web again, you resave it, and the cycle repeats. This is the retrieval action loop, and when it breaks down, your knowledge system produces no output. Research from the University of California, San Diego, found that the average person processes around 34 gigabytes of data and roughly 100,000 words every single day outside of professional requirements. You are already swimming in information, Alina. The constraint is never access. It is always retrieval and activation. A system that cannot surface what you saved is not a knowledge system. It is a digital landfill. The takeaway from this lecture is precise. Stop treating saved information as an achievement, and start treating it as a raw material that must be processed. Every link you save is a commitment, a promise to your future self that this will be findable and usable when you need it. If you cannot honor that promise within 30 seconds, the save was a cost, not an asset. The supply chain mindset demands that you ask one question at the moment of saving: what will I do with this, and when? That single question is the filter that separates a high-throughput knowledge system from a graveyard. Your browser can be infrastructure. Right now, for most people, it is just storage. The next lecture will show you exactly why your brain is wired to make retrieval harder than saving, and the specific mechanism you can exploit to reverse that. For now, the work is simple. Recognize that the problem is not the volume of information you encounter. The problem is the absence of a system designed to make that information act.